I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott and Rob DeWalt. They're with the Santa Fe New Mexican and the Plaza Tiempo, which is the Friday Arts Magazine in that fine paper. And they are here every Friday, one or the other or both, is here every Friday speaking of the arts. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Babapalooza.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Babapalooza number, gosh, I don't know. We have so many of them.
And Robert Knott is decked out with his mustache.
Oh, I know. It's winter. Or it's fall. It's getting cold.
We're slowly segueing you in to see if you have what it takes. We'll decide later today.
And, yes, Robert Knott is keeping the icy frost off of that upper lip.
All right. I promised I would keep it until November 2nd.
Why did you promise?
Why?
Because the lady at the butcher shop at Connie's, who never paid much attention to me, suddenly thought with the mustache I was interesting. So we had a discussion, and I said, I'm going to take votes on it this time for sure, for the winner, and I would wait until Election Day, because that's a good day to vote. Incidentally, everybody should, it's too late to register now, isn't it?
Yes, it's too late to register.
But please get out there and vote.
It's not too early to vote. No. Early voting is
happening. I'm
voting
right after I leave here.
Yeah, I think I might vote today, too.
No,
yeah.
I'm going to vote on Election Day. I want to see who's in line.
Early voting polls are open until 8 o'clock, by the way.
Where?
Over there on Palace and Grant, that building over there, sort of kitty corner to Coy restaurant.
Not City Hall, but the
county
clerk.
The county clerk's office.
Right, so you can go in there and vote. Uh-huh. And it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, to exercise your democratic, hard-earned right to vote.
You got it.
We women have only been voting for, what, 90 years?
And it's going on 100, almost.
I think it's going on 90. And or it is 90. Was it 1920?
Yeah, you're right, because 1912 when we became a state. Oh, you're talking about nationally or, yeah, okay.
I'm talking about voting.
You got it.
Yeah.
No. I missed the gubernatorial death match on TV last night.
I didn't see that either.
But
yeah,
Steve Terrell has a nice piece in the front page of the New Mexican, and I have, speaking of the arts, a nice piece in the front page of the New Mexican.
That's a nice segue.
Yeah, the local production of Bless Me Ultima, and it's a nice little piece, I think. Take a look-see, and you'll also see Steve's piece on the governor's debate. And before we jump at the Paso Tiempo, look in the local news for a piece I did on this great little group of kids over at Chaparral Elementary School who wrote letters to women in Afghanistan, and it's just a really good story. But first, let's talk about the arts. What's going on in Paso?
All kinds of stuff is happening. It's we're getting close to Halloween, so there's sort of many festive things going on. But let's just start with the 12th annual celebration of the book, which I think starts today at 10 a.m. over there at the Meme Community Room and Museum Classroom over at the New Mexico History Museum. More than 40 New Mexico book artists works and workshops and all sorts of good stuff. And that's going on until 4 o'clock this afternoon. It continues through Sunday, the 24th. You can get more information by calling 989-7577, and it's by museum admission, so that's a 3-day event. That's awesome. Gosh, what else is going on? I was asking Robert Knott a second ago about this Las Golondrinas movie tours. I didn't realize that there were like movies shot out there, or parts of movies shot
mostly
out
westerns
there.
Had scenes shot out there from Butch and Sundance the early years to Young Guns to television westerns, not just westerns, but mostly westerns. They are giving tours at, 10:30 and
10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m.
And you pay, and they'll take you around. And I love that Living History Museum. It's basically closed now for the season. This is probably the last event they're having. It's interesting. I asked them maybe why don't they have a Halloween event, and they think about that for next year.
It's so weather dependent.
Yeah, that's true, because it's so weird now.
And it gets crazy. It usually snows around Halloween.
Sometimes.
And it's hard to get people out out there.
Of course, it's the weekend of two film festivals. The Independent Film Festival, which started on Tuesday night, continues through Sunday at various locales. They have about 60 short movies, 15 features, workshops. They're going to have some coffee house discussions around the art of business and film over at the Aztec. And you can check out their website, santafeindependentfilmfestival.com. Also, the Santa Fe Film Festival, which we all know and love, is going through a change this year. It's contracting, so to speak, focusing on a lot of foreign pictures, a couple of big names like The Four Times and The Princess of Montpensier. Most of their screenings are at CCA, except for a revival of the interesting, much better than I remembered it being, 1970 dark comedy, Catch-22, Mike Nichols' version, and I wrote a big
great
piece on that
about it today.
Thanks. And I talked to many of the people involved. And that's going to screen to the Lensic Sunday at 2:45, followed by a panel talk with Alan Arkin, who played Jessarian, and Richard Benjamin and Paula Prentice. And Paula Prentice, a really sweet lady, is very proud to talk about her nude scene in the movie, which I think is a good reason to go see it. Jonathan Richards, a freelance, movie reviewer for PASA, he'll be moderating the event. And it's at 4:45 Sunday at the Lensic, following the movie at 2:45. So film festivals, check them out. Santa Fe Film Festival, Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. My guess is if you Google those names, you'll get the websites.
Yeah, I was going to work today, but I think I'm gonna check out early and go poke around at the film festivals.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival, we had a bunch of their films on the air, and all their screenings are at Warehouse 21.
Thank you. Yeah.
And they're very inexpensive, and I saw some great ones.
We saw a bunch in previews, too. The Norman Mailer doc, which only played once, was terrific. It's already gone, though.
There's one called Do No Harm, which screened on Wednesday, which is about a kind of whistleblower story about nonprofit hospitals.
Oh, that's
and
right.
One in particular in Georgia. I don't know whether that's yet available on Netflix or in other ways, but if anybody can just get their hands on that film as a DVD and screen it, it's such an important and interesting film.
Good. And just real quickly, since we're in movies, opening this weekend is Hereafter, Clint Eastwood's picture about the other side of life, and Jonathan Richards gave it an opening day review. Jonathan also saw the Woody Allen movie, You Will Meet a Tall, Dark Stranger, which is at DeVargas, Regal DeVargas. Hereafter's also at DeVargas, and he wrote a review for that.
As opposed to You Will Meet a Short, Light Friend.
As opposed to.
Four of New Mexico's top art historians, curators, and educators present an exciting series that celebrates women's achievements in art and dance. The series is called More Than Mary Cassatt at the CCA, and Diane Armitage... Uh-oh. That was yesterday. Never mind. Sorry.
Yesterday when I was young.
Hey, do you remember the band?
I do that sometimes.
Do you remember
that,
the band, the Del Fuegos? Do you remember them?
The name sounds familiar. What did they do?
They were just sort of
one-hit wonder.
You know, I'm not sure how big of a hit it was, and I can't remember even the name of it. But the guy who used to play in that band, was, you can see like a lot of their videos from the 80s on YouTube and whatnot. But Dan Zanes, who used to sing for the band, he and his friends they play this sort of child-oriented Americana folk pop music now. And they're really popular. They've been on the Disney channels and all that. They're playing at the Lensic on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. And this is the answer to Barney and Elmo. Like if you have a CD that your kid makes you listen to or wants to listen to like 500 times, and you're just sick of it, and you want to break it and lie to your kid and tell him it's just
the
lost.
Dog ate it.
Right. Go see Dan Zanes and Friends. This guy will cure you of all those ills. Trust me.
Why? I don't get it. What's the connection?
Well, the connection is that he's he has a variety in his music, and he's actually a musician, and his band are actually musicians. It's not like, you know, it's not like a play school piano in the background
right.
with people doing sing-alongs over it. Although he does do sing-alongs. That's 6:30 p.m. Thursday. You can go to ticketsantafe.org. And figure out the ticket situation for yourself.
Now, is it really true that former gallery owner and artist Forrest Fenn had an alligator?
Yeah, you know, yeah. Uh-huh.
He kept it in a pond on the...
I'm not sure. I wouldn't call it... I don't know if I would call it a pond.
What would you call it?
Kind of a dirty, marshy area.
Okay. You wrote
it
a piece
true
about
him. That he owns Sitting Bull's Pipe.
Yes.
And
yes.
And he buried a treasure somewhere? Is that the story?
And he buried treasure somewhere. Right. I'm talking to him on Monday morning. If people tune into this program on Monday morning, the second half of the program, we're talking to Forrest Fenn, and he wrote a memoir, and in this memoir are scattered clues. And if you can put those clues together and understand what's going on, you can find the buried treasure. He buried this big chest full of gold coins.
Oh, I saw that movie with Spencer Tracy and Jonathan Winters. It's a mad world.
This is the real thing. This is the real thing. If you can find the treasure.
Yeah, but those guys started to go after each other in the movie.
Well, but you and I, Robert, don't have to do that. We can just find the treasure and split it. Okay. Because whoever finds the treasure chest gets it.
Right, right. Here's the deal. The local author, actually, he is signing copies on Monday of his book, The Thrill of the Chase, a memoir.
At now, 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore.
Yeah, I interviewed Forrest last week, and there's a story in today's Pasta Tiempo on page 14. I met Forrest Fenn, the first time I met Forrest Fenn was about 24, 25 years ago at a dinner with a friend of mine and her father, who's a Western painter. His name was Clark Hewlings.
You were just a baby then. What are you talking about?
I was in high school. I was a rabble-rouser in high school. But this is the sort of the book is the story of sort of Fenn's come-upsmanship, I guess, and how he sort of got that entrepreneurial spirit. And it's a very interesting book, and I think I might know where to start looking for the treasure. I'm not going to tell anybody.
All right, well then.
But what if, honestly, what if you got to the treasure and that alligator was waiting for you? Like in those old Sinbad movies, there's always some monster guarding the treasure.
But there's a difference between cinema and reality. And in cinema, it's usually just some place under a tree somewhere, and you get a metal detector and you try to dig it up, and that's pretty much it. And in the movies, there's an alligator.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
There's tons of art openings this weekend.
Yes, let's discuss them.
And not as many as, of course, as there are in the summer, but I'm going to pimp this place because I think it's a great place. Little Wing at the Candyman. It's more of a performance space and a music education space. But they also do art exhibits, and there's paintings there by Angie Pointer, and there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. That's over on St. Michael's Drive. You know where Candyman is. Everybody that lives in Santa Fe.
The Candyman, yes. It's in the Candyman Plaza. Yeah.
The Candyman makes...
Photo Eye Gallery is having an opening tonight, and I think that says the Cranach series.
That's right.
Exhibition and portfolio release of photographs by Carla van de Putelaar, I think. there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. Gosh, the Axel Contemporary, the mobile gallery, is still on the move. They're having a reception at 4:30 tonight for their show Moving Stills, a group show of video stills at CCA, and they'll be there through October 24th. If you visit AxelArt, AXLEART.com, you can find out where the van is going to be, and you can follow them on Twitter, too.
And since we've been talking about movies, let's mention Brian Hamill over at Monroe Gallery of Photography.
Yeah.
Opening tonight. They're on Don Gaspar downtown. He worked, he's a great photographer, and he shot a lot of movies in the 70s and 80s. So movie set photos by him will be hanging at the Monroe Gallery, 5 to 7 tonight reception. Show runs through late November, and that's worth seeing.
And today at 6 o'clock, also at Collected Works Bookstore, Mark Wynne, or Winnie, W-I-N-N-E, will appear in conversation with City Councilor Rosemary Romero. And he's the author of the best-selling book, Closing the Food Gap. And he will present his new book, Food Rebels, Guerrilla Gardeners, and Smart Cooking Mamas, Fighting Back in an Age of Industrial Agriculture. And the discussion will be followed by a book signing.
What do you mean, guerrilla gardeners? Apes are out there making the harvest?
No, guerrilla as in warriors. Oh. You wouldn't know about that.
You see, my grandfather was a guerrilla fighter. That's because my grandmother was a guerrilla.
No, it's an interesting book. And I actually just read an article in Forbes magazine that predicted that by 2020... 20% of all the food consumed in the United States will be grown on the tops of office buildings and in old parking lots.
By 2020, that's 10 years from now.
Yep.
And this is in Forbes?
This was in Forbes.
That's 9 years and 3 months from now.
Yep.
I never see articles like that in Playboy.
Well, that means that we're in for some big, big changes very soon, which is hard to believe given the political climate of this country.
Well, given the economy of this country, I can see why people would want to start growing their own food,
well,
too.
Well, that's true. And then tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Kathleen Johnson will launch the fall 2010 edition of the New Mexico Poetry Review with readings by 15 local poets. And then on Monday, it's the launch of Santa Fe Collector, and, well, we talked about that, The Thrill of the Chase. For more information, 988-4226.
It's not too many more weekends for the flea markets, if you care. Pueblo of Tasuki's going on.
Yep.
Off 84-285, and the Santa Fe Flea at the Downs, which I have not yet been to, and I want to catch
good.
Before the end of the month.
What have you heard about that?
I've heard that it's fun and exciting, and there's weird people out there.
You know, because that's what the flea market used to be when
in
I
Tasuki.
Moved here. In Tasuki.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Before it went kind of more
I think everybody's
straight
out here
and
now.
Narrow.
Yeah.
So it was, people would dump out their garages.
Oh, yeah.
Put it in the back of a truck or car. put it on a tarp, sell their stuff all day long, and go home. Yep. I got the best stuff ever at
you
that flea market.
Yeah. All the African masks in our house came from the flea market, or most of them. I would say most of them came from those flea markets.
Right.
9 to 3, Saturday and Sunday, down at the Downs, the old racetrack. Not straight from the horse's mouth, Robert.
Viva la Pepa kicks up traditional Spanish music in the History Museum Auditorium. It's part of the Threads of Memory lecture series.
Yeah.
And that will be today, 6 to 7:30. And it accompanies the exhibit, The Threads of Memory, Spain and the United States, which I went to the other day. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting.
It is. It is interesting.
Considering it's a bunch of old maps and documents that you can't read, it's and a portrait of George Washington and things like that. It's really fascinating. Yeah. And it stimulates the imagination when you look at how these maps, what's missing on those maps, how little is actually documented. You know, in some of them, the whole entire inland is a blank space.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, no, it's great. I'm interested to see how Viva la Pepa is going to work that concept into their repertoire. I interviewed Tomas Lozano, who is a singer and musician with the band, he said basically, he tried to explain what they were going to play. They're going to play a lot of medieval and Renaissance music of Spain, but they also might throw in some Sephardic stuff. They play it all, and these guys are great. If you love the hurdy-gurdy, and if you don't know what a hurdy-gurdy is, you should just go for
What's
that.
What's a hurdy-gurdy, Robert?
It's a play that was written like 20 years ago.
Hurdy-gurdy is an instrument that is very difficult to explain. I explained it much better. I articulated it much better in my story in today's Basso Tiempo.
But
it's
like
self-referencing
like
your own work again.
Strings and keys, and there's a wheel that's rosin.
A crank.
And that cranks, and that plays the strings, and then there's a keyboard next to the string. It's very...
It sounds like a better mousetrap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Empty Bed Blues by Stephen Lowe opened last night at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Did you mention that already?
No, but it's good. I'm glad you did. It's D.H. Lawrence and a lot of people sleeping with each other, and yet there's a lot of blues involved. And I don't know anything more about it.
There's
supposed
well,
there's
always a lot of blues involved when there's a lot of people sleeping.
Well, there's Dan Garrity directs. He's a good guy.
He's a great guy. KSFR's own Dan Garrity.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
988-4262. They're at 142 DeVargas Street, the Playhouse. Head on over there. And speaking of theater, TheaterWork has a show by Michael Healy called The Drawer Boy.
I saw that last night.
7:30.
I'm so glad you mentioned
James
it.
James A. Little. It's getting a very good review
it's
in today's
very,
Paso Tiempo.
Very good.
Excellent.
Which one?
You should go see it. The Drawer Boy.
It's here for two more days, Friday and three
Jonathan
more days.
Dixon. All it's a small cast, three actors. We talked with David Olson about it, but I hadn't actually seen it till last night. And all three actors are good, but Jonathan Dixon is particularly good. He's amazing in that play.
Great. Excellent. He's a great guy, by the way.
Yeah.
If you're traveling out of town this week or to next weekend, and you're not going to be around for Halloween, and you don't know where you're going to be, and you have kids, you should take them to the pre-Halloween trick-or-treating party at Santa Fe Community College on Thursday,
right.
October 28th.
Get a head start on the cavities.
From 3 to 6 p.m. Face painting, cupcake walk, trick-or-treating, the whole nine yards.
Wait a minute. What do you mean a cupcake walk? What is that?
It's like a cake walk, only in cups.
What's a cake walk? What are you talking about? Cakes can't walk. What is it?
It's a larger version of a cupcake walk.
Right.
Right.
It's the full size version.
It's the super size.
What are we talking about? Go ahead.
I don't know.
I'll ask about, since you're writing about the Kings of Pastry, I'm asking you what a cupcake walk is. I don't think that's impertinent.
Isn't that kind of one of those things where it's a sort of a fundraising deal where there are cupcakes and there are people and you walk?
Oh, it's like a bake sale?
Sort of.
But a walking bake sale, like you got to catch the pastries?
No, cakewalk is a dance.
Well, but a cupcake walk, I believe, actually, it entails actual cupcakes.
Remember that YouTube video I sent you of the Three Stooges in Spanish?
Yeah.
And they were at a party dressed in tuxedos?
Yeah.
And what was on the table?
Cupcakes.
Pies, pastries. Oh. Why would you go to a high society party and have pastries and pies ready for the Three Stooges to throw?
Well, that's just foreshadowing, is what that is. That's just really subtle foreshadowing.
That there's going to be a pie fight at the end of the short?
Uh-huh.
How did it seem in Spanish?
It was boring, except all the slapstick.
Yeah. Mm.
The exchange of voices was boring.
The cakewalk is actually a dance, an American dance that harks back to the time of slavery in our country. And it was basically done at get-togethers on plantations in the South. And
by slaves, or
by, by slaves. And then after the liberation, after the Civil War, it was performed in minstrel shows exclusively by men until the 1890s. It's just the Wikipedia entry, just saying.
It's interesting how it's evolved into this fundraiser.
With cupcakes.
Now, the Lenzic and KSFR and the Santa Fe Playhouse are also presenting a screening of D.H. Lawrence's Women in Love, so let's not forget that.
That's good. It's a lesbian drama.
It's at the Lenzic on November 4th, and it's actually a BBC series. This movie is, and so it's kind of long, but it's at 6:30 at the Lenzic. It's in 2 90-minute chapters with a 15-minute intermission. You can call the Lenzic box office at 988-1234. And there's also a reception where you can meet William Ivory, the screenwriter, at 5 o'clock at the Chuck Jones Gallery. And for that, you can call 428-1379.
Were we supposed to mention Jennifer Monsoon over there at the SF Santa Fe Audience?
Yes, thank you. I'm going to try to get her on the air, too. Go ahead.
I don't know. I was asking you. I just remembered SFAI.
Well, you're looking that up. The Thermals are playing at Corazon on Wednesday the 27th. These guys are great. One of them used to play in a band here in town called Mistletoe. Really great indie rock. They're playing at, what time? Oh, it's an early show. It's an all-ages show at 7 p.m. There's a cover. You can get tickets online at CorazonSantaFe.com or by calling 505-886-1251. Tickets in advance are cheaper.
So, as they sometimes are.
Yeah, and this show's going to fill up fast. These guys are very popular.
Santa Fe Art Institute welcomes choreographer and environmentalist Jennifer Monson. She's going to be here on Thursday, the 28th of October at Tipton Hall at 6 o'clock. And it's part of the 2010 season Visiting Artists and Scholars series Elemental Earth, Air, Fire, and Water at the Santa Fe Art Institute. And she's been doing experimental dance for many years and apparently is absolutely fabulous. So you can call SFAI at, you can find them at sfai.org or call 424-5050.
Nice.
Sweet.
It's already 9 o'clock.
Halloween, Jewel Box Cabaret Halloween Show, burlesque, drag, and variety show, 9 p.m. Saturday at the Silver Starlight Lounge out there at Rainbow Vision Santa Fe. On Rodeo Road, there's this cover. If you call 428-7781, you'll learn more.
Excellent.
And I would like to say, I get so many emails, and it seems to be increasing. I don't know if it really is, but it seems to be increasing. And I get so many emails per day and per week that I cannot answer them all. I do my best. I am one person. So if anybody has written to me and is expecting a reply, I will get to it as soon as I possibly can. And please don't take it personally. I really do the best I can in trying to get listings on the air and trying to get interview requests filled and so on.
And honestly, I am slowly stepping off the show, so people should probably stop sending me emails regarding briefings on this and go to Rob DeWalt or Mary Charlotte.
What's your email address, Rob DeWalt?
Just send them to rdewalt@sfnewmexican.com.
R-D-E-W-A-L-T. rdewalt@sfnewmexican.com. Robert,
I'll come back next week alone with you and will you?
I won't be here. It's my birthday next Friday. So
oh, happy birthday. Thank Rob DeWalt and Robert Knott are with the Santa Fe New Mexican. It's Baba Palooza. Speaking of the arts, Pasta Tiempo is the Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. It's a great publication with great articles and lots of things worth reading. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte.
We know that.
We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services.
Let's kiss her.
You can subscribe. They're across the table. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. I always say that. I wonder if anybody actually uses that. I think they do. I get lots of friend requests. You can friend me on Facebook.
Yeah.
Anyway, Facebook is fun. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team with the wonderful Dan Garrity and Bill Dupuy. And after that, jazz a la carta.
Bueno.
Bueno. Bueno. Bueno.
I'll see you next week for our famous Halloween show.
Yeah, our famous Halloween show. And wonderful to have you guys on the air, and have a great, happy weekend as the weather starts to turn cold.
I love it.
I went up to the Aspens a couple of times last week and the weekend before. It's nice up there.
Really?
Yeah, they might have gotten all rained off.
Yeah, those trees are probably getting naked.
They're getting a little barer than they were before, but the dogs love it.
Yeah.
Put on extra coats before you go up there, because it's a lot warmer down here than there.
Yeah.
Hasta la vista, hombres.
Hasta la vista.
Say it. Oh, boy.
Ciao.